And did you, okay, what would you call the horses to get them to come up from the pasture to you to start working?
Well, most of the time, there wasn't anything you could call, you would whistle. Just whistle to them and they...
Can you give me a sample of a whistle? No?
I took up too much of it telling you about the goat chain.
No, I want you to stop. Every time you think of something like that, stop and tell me. That's what this is about, you know, if you don't tell me now, I might never know. You know, that's what's important about this. Because I don't know.
Well, you know, I told you first when I was a kid, uh-huh. I had to milk so many cows in the morning uh-huh. and then walk 2 miles to school. Well, after I got a little older, my father got me a bicycle to ride to school. Well, we had this goat farm, had plenty of goats, and we were always killing one, having kids. When I got this bicycle, my father took the hide of one and made me a book satchel mm-hmm. where I could put it on the handlebars of my bicycle, put my books in there and hold it on there. And that's where I got my nickname, Goat. Because when I went to school that morning, and I had that, well, I was so proud. Oh, boy, thought I had something. Mm-hmm. And a friend of mine, bless his heart, he's still living, saw him here last year at a funeral, called, he walked up, he looked at that and said, good night, there's a goat. Caught his...
He's holding his nose like
that? So he started calling, when he says, where'd you get that goat? Goat, where'd you get that goat? Well, it flew all over me, so we started to scrap right there. We had a fight about it. Then the whole school, all the boys got on it. And my name was Goat as long as I attended school out there. My nickname was Goat. And old Carl today, if he'd see me, he'd say, hi, Goat.
I didn't know that was your nickname. Okay, you make me laugh with those. Okay, you can't whistle for me. But, do you have something you might say to your horse to urge him on? I know you told me that you'd whip him, or you'd do it with your reins, but would you have anything you'd say to him?
Oh, you could, kind of well, like that, to pull your line at the same time, and he'd pick up the speed.
Take off. Okay, what would you say to stop him?
Or
whoa.
Whoa.
Whoa. Okay. And how would you call your hogs if you wanted them to come so you could feed them? You wouldn't? Your animals just always came just like that to eat? You have to starve them. Then, do you have a way you call your sheep to get them to come in from the pasture?
Granddaddy, I'm
astounded. You just didn't communicate very well with your animals.
I just couldn't communicate.
Didn't communicate? Would you call your chickens? You wouldn't? No?